Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, once again, I'd just like to greet you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is a privilege, and I got to tell you, an honor to come before you to proclaim the Word of God. And today I want to preach just a little short sermon, won't be long. It's called, I'm Going Through, But God.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm going through.
Amen.
Is there anybody in this room going through something?
Yes.
Raise your hand.
Yes.
You know, if you're going through something, God has a word of encouragement for you today. You know, I got a disturbing call this week, and I tell you, it just tore me up from the inside out. And it just started something inside of me. But you know, I went back and looked at this sermon and says, I'm going through, but God. No matter what news we get, no matter what obstacles we face, we can say, but God. Now, we're going to pick it up here. We're going to look at Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. So if you got your Bibles, Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. And this is Jesus Christ. He had just finished preaching to the multitudes. And he tells them this. Mark chapter 4, verse 35, it says this. And the same day when evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. Wow, we'll talk about that. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. It's not good that a ship be full of water. So they were in trouble here. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. He was in the back of the ship, asleep on a pillow. No cares in the world. How about that? And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Good Lord of mercy. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what matter of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let's pray. Father God, is once again that we come. Lord, just thanking you for your word today. Lord God, as I looked to prepare a sermon for your people today, you had already prepared it. And Lord God, I don't know who needs it more, them or me, but I'm just so glad that I can come to your table and everybody get fed. So Lord God, I ask that you just bless this time today, bless your word that it go forth, that it may encourage and strengthen your people. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One thing I want you to know here is that Jesus Christ had just finished preaching to the multitudes. And he had sent them away and told the disciples, let's go over to the other side. I like what he said. He said, let us go over on the other side. Now, if we understand that they were on the Sea of Galilee, it was commonly known that storms just pop up out of the blue. Storms just pop up. So never, you always have to be prepared for a storm. Let me tell you this. You are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or about to go in a storm. You're going to be in a storm. So what we need to know is, how can we have peace in the middle of a storm? Now, what are the purposes of storms? Storms are here to try your faith. Be not mistaken, Jesus Christ knew that.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.